Welcome to Torah Timecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. I'm Ruchama Welcher, and today we're going to be studying Mishlei Perek Dalet. And the Perek continues with more praise for wisdom, and there's another call to listen again to the advice of people who have been around the block. So in Pasuk Aleph, Shimu Vonim Musar Av, hear children a father's admonition, V'hakshivu L'das Bino, and listen to no understanding. And according to the Malbim, Shlomo HaMelech is telling us that Musa is very precious, and people give Musa to people that they love. And he's saying, I can tell you that from my own life experience. And I got Musa because I was a particularly beloved child to my father. I was the future king. And I know that his Musa was an outgrowth of his love. So in Pasuk Gimel, he says, Kiven hoyisi la'avi, for I was a son to my father. Rach v'yochid lifnei imi, I was the tender, the pampered, the only one before my mother. And a father's Musa to his children is always special. But he's saying especially that Musa that he gives to his tender son, especially the Musa that he gives to his beloved son, because that Musa really is an outgrowth of the love. And I'd like to focus on two ideas in this perek with specific advice. So the first idea we're going to look at is a set of psukim from Pasuk Yud Daled until Pasuk Yud Tes, in which he cautions us, don't be tempted to join the ways of Rishayim, even if it looks like what they can offer is so glamorous, so tempting. Ba'orech Rishayim al tavoy, do not enter the path of the wicked. Va'al ta'asher b'derech Rishayim, and do not proceed on the way of the evildoers. Even if you feel that the straight and the narrow path is so boring, and that the other roads are so much more attractive, and they offer so much more freedom, para'eho al ta'avar boy, avoid it, avoid the path of the evildoers. Don't pass on it. Sitei me'ala va'avar, turn aside from it, and pass, travel on a different route. Because he says their path only leads to wickedness and violence. And then in Psukim Yotches and Yotes, he says, Va'orech tzadikim ka'or noiga, but the path of the righteous is bright and gleaming. It's like a dawning light. Hoylech va'or ad nechoin hayom, it's growing brighter until the height of the day. Tzadikim on the path of righteousness are marching towards the sun, and it just gets increasingly brighter and increasingly more luminous as the day proceeds. But then on the other hand, in Pasuk Yotes, Derech Rishayim Ka'afela, by contrast, the way of the wicked is like the darkness. Lo yadu bame yikoshelu, they do not know what makes them stumble. And Rashi and Mitzvot David say that because they walk in the darkness, they're not even aware of the obstacles. They don't know what the dangers are, so they can't take precautions, they can't be careful because they can't see. And they say life is full of unexpected dangers and full of obstacles, but Rishayim can't guard themselves from these obstacles simply because they can't see them. They can't see an enormous hole ahead that they're going to fall into, so they can't be careful, they can't take precautions not to fall into that hole. But then on the other hand, a tzaddik walks in the daylight. So even though the exact same obstacles are ahead, there's that same hole to fall into, there's all the difference in the world, because the tzaddik can see the hole so he can guard himself from it. The path of life is tricky for everyone, and there are challenges for everyone, tzaddikim and rishayim, but the difference is that a tzaddik can protect himself. He has mechanisms from the Torah to protect himself, which is like light, but the rishayim just stumbles his way through in the darkness. Now the Mesillas Yesharim elaborates on this in Perek Gimel, and he describes two mistakes that a person can make in the darkness. The first mistake is that because he doesn't see at all, he can't see what's coming. So if you're driving in the dark and there are no streetlights and you don't see a massive pothole on the road, you can drive straight into it and you can get stuck just because you didn't see because it was so dark. And then the second mistake, he says, though, is that you're not completely in the dark. You can see something, but it's dark, so you don't see it clearly, and you see a deceptive reality. So you see a pillar and you think it's a man, or you see a man and you think it's a pillar. I had an experience of this during Hurricane Sandy when I was living on Long Island and we had terrible power outages. One day I drove into a driveway of somebody's home. It was a long, winding driveway, and I drove in there thinking it was a street. And the owner of the property got really upset at me for driving all the way into their property. So darkness can cause you to make mistakes because you can see. It's not that you can't see anything, but you can see the wrong things. Now the Mesillas Yesharim says that the materialism and the physicality of this world are like darkness. They totally dim, they cloud our vision, they cloud our priorities, and we're all so familiar with the ways that money and materialism and just the need for physical survival can block our vision. It can block the light of what is true and what is important and why we were created. And this darkness can cause us to get it all wrong. But he says they cause two specific mistakes. This darkness causes two specific mistakes. So the type one error is that they prevent us from seeing the stumbling blocks at all. They blind us from seeing the potholes on the road, and then we fall into them and we get stuck. We get stuck deep into the holes of letting our physical selves make the choices that our neshamas are just not happy with. Derech rishon ka'afela lo yodu b'mei kashelu. It's like darkness. You don't see where you're stumbling. So we walk confidently into holes and we didn't see it coming until it's too late. And by then we're deep into it and we have no idea how we got there. We don't see the obstacles and we don't see the issues with our very distracted lifestyles until it's much too late. But then he says that the type 2 error is much worse. And that is when the darkness distorts our vision. So we see the bad, but we think it's a good thing. We believe our own narratives. We're full of justifications, even to ourselves, about why what we're doing is actually the right thing. It's actually a good thing. So I can tell myself that if I do a dodgy business deal that isn't completely honest, I'll be able to give more tzedakah and I'll be able to help Jewish institutions. So it's actually a mitzvah for me to lie in that case. And we really believe the narratives that we tell ourselves. Derech rishon ka'afela lo yadu b'mei kashelu. It's like living in darkness. And we don't know what is causing us to stumble. We make this mistake of thinking the bad is good and good is bad. It's a total distortion of reality. And the Rambam in Shmoneh Prakim, also quoting this pasuk, he explains further. And he says that if you don't even realize there's a problem, you don't realize you're walking in darkness, then you can never do anything to correct it. It's like if a driver is lost on the road. If they realize that they're lost, they can re-navigate. They can turn back. They can find their way again. But if they don't realize that they're lost, they keep getting further and further and further away from their destination and more lost. So how do we get out of it? So the Masilas Yesharim says that trying to navigate through this world of darkness where we keep getting confused, he says it's like stumbling through a maze of hedges. If you've ever been to a hedge maze like that, it can be a really fun activity or it can be super, super frustrating because you have to find the center of the maze or the exit or something specific. And every corner that you encounter, it looks like the corner beforehand. Every wall looks like the same wall you just saw before, and you don't know if it's new or you don't know if you're on the right track or if this is going to hit a dead end again. And you keep going around in circles. He says, unless there's someone in the center who has a bird's eye view, and he can see the whole picture of the whole maze. And he can tell you, no, don't go there. You've been there already. Go there. You make a left here. Make a right there. And then you can find your way out. And so we return to the advice of Shlomo HaMelech again. He says, listen, my sons, listen to Torah wisdom, hold on to Chochmah. Listen to a Chacham who has a life experience that you don't have because he can guide you. And it's the only way to navigate this darkness, this maze of life. And then finally, I want to focus on one more idea in this parak, which is from Pasuk Kaf Gimel, where he says, Mikol Mishmar Netzar Li Becha, more than anything, safeguard your heart, Ki Mimeno Toitzaos Chayim, because the source of life is from it. Our heart is the source of our vitality. Physically, our lives depend on oxygenated blood which come from the heart. We can't live without a heart. And that's why we always have to be particularly careful physically in the way we look after our hearts. But the same is true in a spiritual sense. Book Shlomo HaMelech tells us everything emanates from the heart which represents our thoughts, our feelings, our mindsets. And that's why we need to be particularly careful in how we guard our heart. In Pirkei Avos, Perek Beis, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai asks his 5 Talmidim, his 5 students, to share with him what do they think is the best path for a person to follow? What is the most important quality for a person to pursue? So one of his Talmidim, Rabbi Eliezer ben Hyrcanus, he says the most important thing is a good eye, ayin tova. Rabbi Yose says the most important thing is to be a good neighbor. Rabbi Shimon says the most important thing is to anticipate the future, to understand the consequences of your actions. Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch says that the most important thing is a lev tov, a good heart. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says that the words of Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch are the most correct. The most important thing is a lev tov, a good heart. And he says that everything that the rest of you have said is included in this lev tov. A good heart encompasses everything. What is the biggest predictor of our behavior? What is the biggest predictor of our responses? The Gra, the Vilna Gaon, on that mission in Pirkei Avos says, and maybe we think that we're impacted by things that are external from us. Maybe we think that we absorb negativity from our eye, from things that we see around us, from our environment.
And that's what causes us to make bad decisions, from seeing bad things around us. And he quotes the pasuk at the end of Parashat Shelach Lecha, which is familiar to us from the Shema. Lo sasuru acharei levavchem va'acharei einechem. Don't be led astray after your hearts and after your eyes. And if you notice, the pasuk first says, don't be led astray after your hearts. And only after that does it say, and after your eyes. And the Gra points out, and he says, ha'ayin ho'lech achar ha'lev. The eye follows the heart. The heart is in control, and the eye follows that. Meaning, we see the world through the lens that is ourselves. If our heart is pure, and our heart is good, and our heart is positive, then everything that comes in from the outside gets filtered through us with purity and with positivity. And we have an example of this in the Torah with the Meraglim. The Meraglim went to spy out Eretz Yisrael, and they came back with terribly negative reports. And we could think that they saw negative, frightening things. But Rashi says it wasn't that. They saw a beautiful land. They saw a magnificent land. But they went with bad hearts. They went with negative intentions. They didn't see terrible things. They saw beautiful things, but these beautiful things were filtered through the negative lens of their heart. They had negativity in their heart, and therefore everything was filtered through a negative lens. And we have another example in Tanakh. After the incident of David with Bathsheba, David wrote a Mizmar of Teshuvah. He wrote a Perek of Tehillim, Perek Nun Aleph, which was a Perek of Teshuvah. And in it he says, Lev Tahar Barali Elokim, Hashem create a new pure heart for me. Meaning he didn't blame the incident on having seen Bathsheba with his eyes. He recognized that it wasn't his eyes that were the problem. He didn't say, create new eyes for me because my eyes were faulty, they were problematic. But he says, I need a Lev Tahar Barali Elokim. I need you to create for me a new heart. It's my heart that was the problem, and I need a new pure heart. Mikol mishmar netzar libecha, ki mimenu tetzaos chayim. Guard your heart because it is the source of everything. The grass says that Torah is like rain on soil. If you have seeds in your soil for mango trees and for peach trees, then when the rain falls on that soil, you're going to have mango trees growing, you're going to have peach trees growing. But if you have seeds for thorns and for thistles and for weeds inside your soil, then when the rain falls on that, it could be clear, beautiful, life-giving rain. But if it falls on that soil with the seeds for the thorns and the thistles, what's going to grow is thorns and thistles. If the soil is good, then good things grow. If the heart is good, then good things come from the heart. The heart is the source of everything. Everything is an outgrowth of this soil of our hearts. So the priority is to develop beautiful hearts, good midos, controlled responses, because everything depends on the heart. Thank you for studying together in the merit for a Refuah Shleima for Yonina Zimmer Bas Daphne Hinder and the wounded members of Tzahal amongst all those who are ill amongst Klal Yisrael. Sponsored by Nina and Chaim Shanker.